Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
everyone. Good afternoon and welcome to Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, presented as usual by Michael Coates and yours sincerely, John Yule. I hope you're nicely settled after all the Christmas festivities and no doubt planning something for this evening possibly, but at least you've found the time to sit down, relax and listen to the two of us on Swing Time for the next 2 hours here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. I will, this week, be doing what looks like being the second of three shows featuring the best releases, or at least the ones that I think are the best releases, from the last year. And in fact, most of the tracks I'm playing today, at least two-thirds of them, are in the sort of top 20 composite charts for the jazz scene as a whole. Therefore, we heard, first of all, the number two on that list, the second best-selling album in America this year, and that came from Konrad Herwig. It's continuing with his series of albums giving Latin treatments to the outstanding jazz composers, and trombonist Konrad, for his entry for this year, supplied us with the Latin side of McCoy Tyner, recorded at the Trading Gate Studio in Paramus, New Jersey, on the 27th of November 2023. With Konrad on trombone, we heard Craig Handy on tenor, Bill O'Connell on piano, Ruben Rodriguez on bass, Bobby Arman on drums, and Camilo Molina on percussion. And the track we heard was Passion Dance. On the Jazz Cruise in January this year, I encountered for the first time a very gifted pianist called Ethan Iverson. I found he was able to scope a wide range of repertoire and approach into his concerts, particularly a solo concert I had the pleasure of enjoying. And on his album, Technically Acceptable, he plays here Killing Me Softly with his song, which of course was a 1973 hit for Roberta Flack, composed by Charles Fox and Norman Gimbel, although Ethan says his inspiration for the tune comes from a recording of it by Hampton Horse. So, with Ethan Iverson on piano, we find Simon Wilson on bass and Vinny Sperraza, when I say it properly, on drums. As I say, the album is called Technically Acceptable. It was recorded at the Samara Hotel in Queens, New York, during April and June 2023. Here, then, is Ethan Iverson with Killing Me Softly with his song. Thank you. Going into the new year, the top of the American charts, that's the week-to-week charts, not the composite one for the year, is the young vocalist Samara Joy. And her third album, which came out in October, was called Portrait and was recorded at the Van Gelder Studios at Inglewood Cliffs, New Jersey. The departure for Samara here is the utilisation of a young band, some of which are her fellow former students from SUNY, which is the State University of New York. It's a band which has been formed to accompany Samara on a tour, which she seems to be doing rather a lot of these days in the States, and is comprised of David Mason on reeds, Kendrick McAllister on tenor, Donovan Austin on trombone, Connor Rohrer on piano, Felix Mosholm on bass, and Evan Sherman on trumpeter, who is also the arranger on the Antonio Carlos Jobim's Jim Hendrix number, No More Blues, which we hear for us now, sung by Samara Joy.
Oh,
Right, well, you've realised straight away that wasn't No More Blues, the Antonio Carlos Jobim number, which I had lined Samara up to sing for us. Instead, we heard what was, in actual fact, pretty clearly Thelonious Monk's Round Midnight, although that's not what it actually says on the album sleeve. So I think we'd do what we can and see if we can bring No More Blues. No, we can't bring No More Blues to you. Right. I don't know what's gone wrong there. It is a new CD and it's on a good label and it's selling like hotcakes in America. I've played it before without any trouble. In fact, I think I played No More Blues when I first got the CD. Let's move on to the next item on the agenda then. Here's Eric Alexander's first recording upon moving to the Cellar label. The album is called Timing Is Everything. It was a great success indeed. It was in the composite charts for the year. And again, it was recorded at the Van Gelder Studios on April the 9th, 2023. With Eric on tenor, we hear on piano Rick Germanson, on bass Alexander Claffey, on drums Jason Tillman. There are four other musicians featured on other tracks of this album, but this is just Eric and the rhythm section. I don't think Eric Alexander's artistry has ever been better demonstrated than it is here, on his take of John Coltrane's number, After the Rain. Thank you. Marvellous playing from Eric Alexander and the John Coltrane favourite, After the Rain. The problems that we were having previously, we hope we have now sorted out, but I think I'd better do more than a bit of explaining. It wasn't Samara Jay we heard singing around midnight. Samara's got such a fantastic range, I could believe that was her. It wasn't her, it wasn't even a human voice. It was a track from the album we heard previously, from Evan Iverson, and in actual fact, Bob Schrimmer was on that track, playing an instrument called the theremin, which duplicates the human voice, rather successfully in my opinion, as someone who normally complains a lot about electronics being used. I think that was a fairly convincing example. All being well, we've sorted our problems out, got the running order into space, and here, into place rather, and here should be some more joy and no more blues.
No more to roam. Home is where the heart is. The funny part is, my heart's been right there all along. No more tears and no more sighs. No more fears. I've said my last goodbye. If travel beckons me, I swear I'm gonna refuse. I'm gonna settle down and there'll be no more blues. Every day when I am far away, my thoughts turn homeward, forever homeward. I have traveled round the world in search of happiness, but all the happiness I found was in my hometown. No more blues, I'm going back home. No more dues, I'm through with all my wandering now. Nothing but happiness when we settle down. There'll be no more blues. Nothing but happiness when we settle down. There'll be no more blues. Oh. And no said my last goodbye. If travel beckons me, I swear I'm gonna refuse. I'm gonna settle down, and there'll be no more blues. Every day when I am far away, my thoughts turn homeward, forever homeward. I have traveled around the world in search of happiness, but all the happiness I found was in my hometown. No more blues, I'm going back home. No more dues, I'm doing all my wandering. Now I'm settled down, never roam. Find a man and build a home when we settle down. There'll be no more blues, nothing but happiness when we settle down. There'll be no more blues, nothing but happiness when we settle down. When we settle down, when we settle down, settle, settle down, when we settle down. Settle down, when we settle down, there'll be no more blues.
Eventually, Samara Joy and No More Blues. Eric Alexander, who is featured again, we featured him two tracks ago, he's featured again on an album called Wonderful from Mike Ladon's Groover Quartet and Gospel Choir. This album was released around about March time in America, but didn't come our way over here until the late summertime, August I think it was. This is the third album in a row today, or it's the third of the last four actually, recorded at the Van Gelder Studios in Englewood Cliffs. The date in question this time was in March 2023. On the Hammond B3, Mike Ladon, of course. And as I've already said, on tenor, we've got Eric Alexander. On the guitar, Peter Bernstein. On drums, Joe Farnsworth. Along with 11 members of a choir. This is an Ashford & Simpson composition, which was a 1968 Tamla hit for Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. Mike Ladon with his Groover Quartet and Gospel Choir and Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing.
Thank you.
This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. I'm going to do a gig guide now, and I say a gig because there's only one. I did give a preview of this actually 2 or 3 weeks ago. Saturday the 4th of January. That's Saturday as opposed to the usual Friday for the Sheffield Jazz Society's presentations. And in fact, this is a change of venue, or it isn't at Crooks Club, let's put it that way. So it's the Crucible Playhouse on Saturday night at 7:30, a dual performance by two of the UK's most outstanding performers, Tommy Smith on tenor and Gwilym Simcock on piano. Right, we're having a change of venue now from Inglewood Cliffs, and we're going back to New York City and the Smoke Jazz Club for a set led by trombonist and shell blower Steve Turay, along with Nicholas Payton on trumpet, Ron Blake on tenor, Isaiah J. Thompson on piano, Buster Williams on bass and Lenny White on drums. We have Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein number coming up, which was written for the musical Very Warm for May in 1939. Recorded then in August 2023 for an album called Sanyas. This is Steve Turay and All the Things You Are. We'll be right back. Best laid plans, and I'm afraid our turntable on the right is giving us some trouble today. That was not All the Things You Are, so if you were listening to my announcement, you'll know that the wrong track went on. What went on, actually, was the title track from the album, Sanyas, which is a Steve Turay composition which he first recorded when he was in the Woody Shaw Band in the 1990s. An album we had to wait for until this year to be released, although it did initially go out on vinyl, yes, towards the end of last year in the States, is actually the best-selling jazz record in America over this past 12 months. This is Etienne Charles Creole Orchestra, recorded at Sear Sounds, New York City, on August 2018, that's right. There was a big delay on this album becoming available, and as I say, it's been the best-selling jazz album of the year. A reggae feel to a composition from Monty Alexander coming up. Solos from Jermaine Smith on trombone, on trumpet, and Michael Deese on trombone. The track is called Think Twice, and this should take us out of this first hour. So thank you for listening, and please stay tuned to Michael Coates taking over from me in a short while.